B'dinor mekarkoi kamiflagi. The Machlokes says after the second person, the first one collects. So we say there has to be some money left over. What pshat money has to be left over? Does it have to dafka be karka, or could it even be metaltlin? That ma sova mekarkoi in metaltli loy, the Tanakam holds only if there's karka left over. But if just metaltlim, utensil, something movable, that's not called left over. Yerusha is not enough on that. Or ma sova reb Shimon holds afilu metaltli, even if just a dinner's worth of metaltlim is left over, that would also be enough. So that's the machlokes here. How much money has to be left over to be a shem Yerusha? Does it have to be dafka karka, or is it enough to be metaltlim? For the Gemara, mi matzis amat hochi, is it true that you can say like this, that Reb Shimon says even for metaltlim it's enough? For your Tanam we learned in the next Mishnah, but the next Mishnah it says clearly, Reb Shimon Aimer, afilu yesham nechosim shen lemachrayis, einem klum, achil sham nechosim shesh lemachrayis, Yois Rabbeis Ksubas Dinner. Rabbi Shimon says clearly that there's a dinner of Ksubas Bonadichrin is after the kids Yash and the mother's Ksuba, there's still some money left over. And what has to be left over? A dinner's worth of karka. So you see clearly, according to Rabbi Shimon, you have to have a dinner's worth of karka. It's not enough metaltlim. So you can't say, Osta Machloike says, is metaltlim enough? So Rabbi Shimon is the one that says, yes, even if there's only a dinner's worth of metaltlim, that's also enough. So if so, what's the machlokes then? Ella is like this. Elohocha bedinor mishabdi kamiflagi. Machlokes says if there's a dinner left over, that's mishabodim, the father, they don't have it yet, but it's from mishabodim, people owe it to the father. Masov mibnei chori in mishabdi loy, that Yerusha has to take place, that has to be bnei chorin. That has to be property the father has right now left over after the yash mitzuba. That's called enough to make a Yerusha of a bona dichrin. But if you only have mishabodim, what they're going to collect later, that's not enough. Well, Masav Rav Shimon holds, even if it's only mishabodim, it has to be karka true, but even though the karka is not around yet, they still have to collect it yet, that's also enough to say there'll be ksubas bonadichrin. Fred Gemari Hochi, if so, Rav Shimon Oimer, im yesha moise dinner, why does Rav Shimon say, if there is a moise dinner, he should have said rather, kivon shi yesha moise dinner mi boile. Since there is a moiser dinner left over, like Rashi says, since we're saying now the Machlokes says that there is a dinner left over, but it's only mishubit, so they should have said Reb Shimon like it's b'meklin saying, since there is a dinner left over, even though it's only for mishubadim, that's also enough. So Reb Shimon should have said im yeshu moiser dinner. Why did he say that loshin? He should have said kivan sheyeshu moiser dinner miboylei. So mashmas that's not the Machlokes. From his elo, the machlokes is the porkus medina kemiflagi. If it's enough to have less than a dinner left over, masova dinner in porkus medina loy. That's the tanakama. Who masova Reb Shimon holds afilu porkus medina. Even if only less than a dinner is left over of karka, that's also enough to say these yerusha taking place. For the Gemara, no. The next mishnah says clearly for Reb Shimon dinner kamar. Reb Shimon himself later says clearly you have to have a dinner of karka left over. The chitay me'epach tanakama demast. Maybe you want to say change it around. For the Gemara, that doesn't help to change around in the Mishnah. Because Tanakama de Mastis and Name Dinakama. Both the Tanakama also agrees you have to have a dinner. So only Machlokes in the Mishnah is it enough to have Metaltlim or Yudafkani Karka. But they both say you have to have a dinner. So how could you say somebody says here even less than a dinner is also enough? The Gemara says, Elo ki hanech tre lishna kamoi vi epech. That while we're going back to the first Teretz, that the Machlokes is you need a dinner, but does a dinner have to be from Karka, or could the dinner even be from Mishabdi? The Rashi's V'yepech means to Ritz Tavokaka, Matanakama, Boyin, Benel, Shorishen, Megamem, Neutling, Subasimon, Mishum, Tanai, Bon, Dichrin. Change it around, that Tanakama is the one that says, yes, they could collect. It's enough for Mishabodim. And Reb Shimon is the one that says no, that says that you have to have a Yosef Dinah Mekarka from Bnei Chor and not from Mishabodim. So change it around in this price, and everything would come out. But again, everybody agrees there is a loch of Ksubas Bona Dichrin, even only there's only from one mother, not from the other mother. The other Machlokes is the extra dinner left over, does it have to be Bedavka from a Taltlim, or even from a Taltlim, or else no, Davka from Karka. And this the Gemara says, Omamazutra, Mishmed Rapopo, Hilchasa, what's the locho? Henechnami that Achas Bechayev, Yachas Bemoisoi, Yechlem Ksubas Bonadichrin. There is such a locho like that, that in the case where the husband's first wife died, then the husband died by the second wife. The locho is, after the second wife collects the Ksuba, the first kids do collect their mother's Ksuba. And who adin uksuba nasis moisla chaverta? Who adin when they collect the first mother, for second wife, collects a ksuba? Now the first kids have a right to get the ksuba's bona dichrin, even though there'll be no more money left over. Because since they first gave away the teresa bal chayiv, the first one's ksuba, that's cool, the Yerusha took place already. So more said like this. Bishleim yashmin and achas bechayev yachas b'moisoi yesh lam ksubas bona dichrin. Who would have just heard that chiddush that there is a ksubas bona dichrin? V'lo yashmin, and you would not have taught us that ksuba nasas moisoi lachaverta. You wouldn't have taught us the second chiddush that even in a case where there's no extra money left over later, still the first kids have a right to collect the ksuba since they paid up for second one's ksuba. I would have thought. Without the second chiddush, I wouldn't know it. I would have thought to say no, even though the first ones collect their mother's ksuba, but only if afterwards there's still some money left over. But if there's no money left over afterwards, maybe they don't collect it. Elo, but now that you're teaching me, elo lishaminan ksuba nasas maislachaverta. Once you teach me the second chiddush, that when you have the second wife collects the ksuba, and then the first kids collect the ksubas bona dichrin, even though there's no leftover money, still it's good. Because the fact they paid up also bal chayiv the first ksuba, it's called Yerusha took place. If you just tell me that chiddush for no yadan, I would also automatically know. Why? Mishum, because the yachas b'chayiv, yachas b'moisoi, yesh tam ksubas bona dichrin. Automatically I would know this halacha, that in the case where the first one died first, and then the second one was alive when the husband died, that the first kids do collect the ksubas bona dichrin. Because if they don't collect the ksubas bona dichrin, what are you telling me that the fact that paying the second one's ksuba is called a meiser for the ksubas bona dichrin? The verse says like this. I would have just thought, like they taught you this second din, I would have thought, kagoyin shenosa shalosh noshim. I would have just told you paying up the ksuba is considered a meiser for the bona dichrin. I would have thought dafka in a case where the man had three wives. And first, the first two wives died when he was still alive. So now the two pair of kids are getting the ksubas bona dichrin. Then the husband died, and then the third wife died. The third wife that died later, you led this nekeva, all she had was just girls. So therefore, that's nekeva, see. For lav bas yerushi, they don't have any yerushi at all. So therefore, who yashins there? The kids of the first two wives. Since those two wives, those kids are both collecting ksubas bona dichrin, that's why it's called there'll be no machlekesin, that's why there's the ksubas bona dichrin. And then the chiddush is, even though there's no money left over later, but since first they have to pay the ksuba of the third wife, that's called Yerusha took place. But I would have thought that in the case of only two wives, that achas b'chayev, first one wife died, v'yachas b'moisa, then the husband died before the second one, where both of them had boys, he suye. I would have thought then, since there are two boys to yashin, if you told me that the first boy could yashin his mother's ksuba more than the second one, maybe there would be machlokes and fights there, and I would think there's no ksubas bona dichrin. Kamash malon. That's what I had to teach you. He had to tell us both chedushim that no, we're not afraid for fighting. Even in a case where there's only two wives, still there is a ksubas bona dichrin. And who are then, there's always the halacha that when they pay up a ksuba and then the kids get the ksuba's bona dichrin, we look as if Yerusha took place already. So you do not have to have any extra money left over after the ksuba's bona dichrin. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding up Tzadik Aleph from an Aleph. Yeah. The more against, we'll say a little before. Zutra. From one third down. Amamazutra Mishmedra Papa Hilchasa. What's the maskana? What's the locha? That achas bechayev yachas bemoisa yechlem ksubas bona dichrin. In a case where a man had one wife and she died first, and then he married a second wife, and then the husband died. So locha is that the second wife collects a ksuba b'teras abal chayiv. Still, the kids of the first wife have a right to collect the ksubas bona dichrin. and we're not afraid they'll come to have arguments, like we learned before. And right, the second chiddush also lalocher is uksuba nases moisa lechaverta. That even though by ksuba's bana dichun, we'll see we had the Mishnah before. We'll see the next Mishnah also, that it's only if after the two sons take their mother's ksuba, there's a dinu left over, there has to be some money left over. But in the case here where the second wife collects a ksuba, b'tera sabal chayiv, the money that she collects is called a noiser, it's called like there was a Yerusha. And then when the first kids collect their mother's ksuba's bana dichrin, even though there's no money left over, it's okay. Now the Gemara asks, what do you have to say both these memories for? Bishlei mitzgud, iyashrimin, if you would have just let us hear, that achas b'chayiv, iyachas b'moisoi, yeshlem ksubas b'nadichrin, if you would have just let us hear that chiddush, that even though there's only one son collecting his mother's ksubas b'nadichrin, still we're not afraid of fighting of it lansuyei, v'lo yashrimin, and he wouldn't have let us hear the second chiddush, that ksuba nasas mois lachaverto, that the fact the kids paid off the second wife's ksuba, that's called noiser for bonan dichrin. Have a mean, I would have thought. Iyika moisa dinner, if there is a leftover money, in it would be good. Ilai lai, if there wouldn't be any leftover money, no good. So that's why I have to hear the second chiddush also. Ela but, the chur, the question is, lishaminim, he should have just told us, that ksuba nasis moisla chaverta. That in a case like the case of our Mishnah, where he had one wife and she died first, and then he married a second wife, and then the husband died, so halacha is the second wife has a right to collect the ksuba. Because when the husband dies first, that's the din she collects the ksuba. So when she collects the ksuba, that's called nasa moiser. Now the first kid from the first wife, when she died, there was no ksuba then. Just as halacha now, tonight ksuba, that when the husband dies, her children have a right to collect ksuba's bana dichrin. So they have a right to collect it. So Kashrut, let him just say the second chiddush. I automatically would know then why. Mishum diyachas b'chayiv, yachas b'moisa yeshlam, ksuba's bana dichrin. I would automatically know this first halacha, that in the case where only one kid is coming to collect his mother's ksuba, and the other kids don't collect, we're not afraid to come to fight. Like once we hear the second chiddush, I automatically know the first chiddush. So the question was, you have to say both chiddush before, let him just say the second chiddush. That when in this case, the second wife, when she collects her ksuba, that's called like Yerusha took place. Therefore the kids are paying off her ksuba. Now when the first kids come and collect the bon and dichrin, even though there's no money left over, still it's okay. Sumer says, no, we have to have both chiddushim. If we would have just heard the second chiddush, I would have thought like this. When do I say that a ksuba is nasa moiser? I would have thought kigoyin in the case shenosa shloi shenoshim. It could be with a man married three wives, and it was like this. Umeisu shteim b'chayiv. His first two wives died when he was still alive. So since they died first, really there's no ksuba. If the wife dies first, she doesn't collect the ksuba. There's only the Tanai that later when the husband dies, then her kids have a right, but when they're yashning their father, the kids of those two wives have a right to say, we want to collect our mother's ksuba. That's called ksuba's bana dichrin. So here that the first two wives died, those two kids have a right later after the husband dies to collect their mother's ksuba. Now the third wife, v'yechad b'moisai, the third wife, true, first the husband died, and then the third wife died. So the third wife, she has a right to collect her ksuba, because when her husband dies first, that's the halacha. Either when the husband gives his wife a get, or else if the husband dies first, that's when she collects the ksuba. Now what the case was, this third wife, that she died after he died, Yoledes Nekeva, he. All that she had was just girls, she didn't have any boys. Therefore, Velas Bas Yerushi, there's no Yerusha because of the girl. Therefore, in this case, it's very good why there is a ksubas bana dichrin. Because who are the boys of the first two wives? And both those boys now are both coming to collect the ksubas bana dichrin of their mothers. So maybe in such a case, since both of them are collecting, they were not afraid of double fights. But even though after both collect, there's not a penny left over, still is good. Since first they had to pay off the third wife, her ksuba. So if I would have just heard that chiddush, I would not know the first halacha. Ava, but what's going to be in a case
of achas bechayiv yachas b'moisoi, where there are only two wives, and first the first wife died. True, she had boys, and then the husband died. So now the second wife collects a ksuba. And now if the kids want, the first kids want to collect their mother's ksuba, bona dichrin, l'chura, we should be afraid to come to fight? V'hod li'acha misa, yuled ezochari. Aim, I would have said in such a case, lechesh l'ensuyei, maybe I'm afraid to come to fight? That since both wives here have kids, and you're telling me now only the first wife's kids has the right to collect Bateris Yerusha, their mother's ksuba. But the second kid doesn't collect Bateris Yerusha. True? They collect Bateris Abachayv, they collect their mother's ksuba. But not as Bonadichrin. So here I would have thought maybe you do not say ksuba's Bonadichrin. Chamash Malon, that's a chiddush halacha now, even in this case where there are only two wives. And there will be fighting, still we're not afraid about it. Still, the first kids have a right to collect their mother's ksubas bonadichrin. And now the Mishnah says, Mi shehoyu noshu shtei noshim. A man was married to two wives, umesu, and they both died first before him. So at the time when the two wives died, there's no ksuba. They don't have a right to collect the ksuba if the wife dies first. The yachakach mesu. Then the husband died. So now it's Chala din Yerusha, that all the boys come and collect Yerusha, the father. V'yosim mevakshin ksubas iman. Now there's a Tanai ksuba now, that the boys from these two wives, each one has a right to collect the ksuba that their mother first brought in within the dunya. Now, v'yen shor melishtei ksubas. Let's say though, there's only enough money that the father left over to pay for these two ksubas. That's the halacha chokim b'shova. Then there's no halacha that the kids collect their mother's ksuba especially, but rather they divide equally the Yerusha. But what's going to be in a case? Ho yishah moisa dinu. Let's say even after these two kids takes the mother's ksuba, the nafkumina is one wife brought in $1,000 and one wife only brought in $500. So let's say the father left over $1,600. So therefore, these kids collect, get the Bateris Yerusha, their mother's ksuba, $1,000. And the second kids get their mother's ksuba, only $500. And the extra $100, that now they divide up equally, Bateris Yerusha. So that's what I'm saying. Ho Yeshua Moisa Dinu. Let's say after the two kids will collect their mother's ksuba, there is still going to be some money left over that the father left over. Then that's the halacha. Eilu Neutlen Ksuba Simon. These kids have a right now, Bateris Yerusha, to yarshin the money that their mother was supposed to get in Hoksuba. V'yeilu Neutlen Ksuba Simon. And the other kids from the second wife, they collect the Ksuba their mother was supposed to get, how much was written inside a Ksuba, was all the Nadunya, all the presents that she first brought in. That's the halacha. This is the classical case of Ksuba's Bonadichrin, where you had two wives, and both wives died first, and then the husband died. So now when the kids come to Yash and their father, in a case where there's a lot of money left over to have Yerusha on, so we say before they start Yashening, first they take their mother's ksuba, and each one first collects how much it says in their mother's ksuba, Bateris Yerusha. And we have before that at the corner of the Rabbanin, in order that the father-in-law at the beginning should give a big present to his daughter when she first gets married, because like this, the money will stay with her kids. So first her kids take the money that it says in Aksuba, and then the leftover money they yarshin equally. What about Im Omru? Let's say there's only enough money for the two ksubas. So then the Reish of the Mishnah says nothing doing. Then we don't give each kid his mother's ksuba, because then there won't be any din Yerusha, but rather we divide the money equally. But what's going to be now if the kids that deserve the bigger portion, their mother's ksuba was bigger, the who they should become smart? What's going to be your mamru if they're going to tell us, your mamru yisoymin, if the kids from the mother that has the bigger ksuba, that they want to collect the money? So what's going to be if they're going to be smart and say, anachnu malim anichse yavinu yofadinur? They're true, our father left over two fields. And really these two fields are only worth $1,500. So since one ksuba is $1,000 and the other ksuba is $500, if the two kids will divide up the ksuba, there'll be no money left over. So we say nothing doing. There has to be a din Yerusha. So we say the kids don't get separately their mother's ksuba, but rather they divide equally this $1,500. What's going to be now if the kids that deserve more money, they're going to say like this, one field, you think it's only worth $1,000, to us, we'll make believe as if it's worth $1,100. So it comes out the father left over two fields. One field is really only worth $1,000, and the other one only worth $500. So really it's only $1,500. But these kids will say, you know what, to us, we're going to make this field worth $1,100. So if you say $1,100 and $500, it's going to be $1,600. So then there'll be enough money there to make a chalukah first for the ksubas bana dichrin. First, each kid will take separately the ksuba of their mother. One will take $1,000, one will take $500, and there'll still be $100 left over. So Mishnah says, no, they can't do that. And shomim lehen, we don't listen to them. Elishomim es anachosim bebezdin. Rather, Bezdin has to go down and see exactly how much these fields are worth. And if it comes out that the fields are only worth $1,500, that together it's only worth $1,500, so if so, there's no din, if there would be ksubas bana dichrin, there'd be no money left over for the two kids to yashin their father, so we don't say ksubas bana dichrin. Rather, the two kids yashin equally $750 apiece. What about hoyushom nechosim bero? Let's say there's nechosim there. Bero means that the father didn't collect yet, but people owe it to the father. When the father died, there's a certain amount of property that he has. That's called b'nei chorin, what he has right now. Ro means what people owe him. Let's say people owe him a lot of fields. Still we say, ain't a kiva muchzik. It's not sin like the father has it right now. Therefore, if the kids want to take their mother's ksuba, there has to be on hand right now what their father leaves over, enough property to say there'll be more money than these two ksubas are worth. But if there's enough money only for these two ksubas, then we don't say ksubas bana dichrin. Rabbi Shimon says a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu yesham nechosim shein lehem achrayas. Even though the father left over a lot of metalfalim. Nechosim is property, shein lehem achrayas. Achrayas means you're not for sure going to get it. There is not property, not karka, not land. He left over utensils. Even if the father left over a lot of utensils, movable things, einam klum, we don't care about those things. In other words, ad sheyiyu shom nechosim sheyesh lehem achrayas, yeser al shtei haksubas dinner. He holds that this you say that you get ksubas bana dichrin, we have to look as if after the two kids are going to collect their mother's ksuba. This one's going to collect her mother's ksuba. His mother's ksuba was $1,000. The other kid's mother's ksuba was $500. After they're going to collect this $1,500, there still has to be some karka, some land left over. That's from Shimon Shita. The Yerusha has to take place on land. And if there's not going to be any land left over, even though there's a lot of money left over still, there's still utensils, that's not enough. According to Reb Shimon, that the Rabbanan said, there has to be money left over after the kids divide up their mother's ksuba, that there has to be something left over to make a Yerusha on, the Yerusha has to be on karka. If there's still karka left over, good, then each kid takes his mother's ksuba. But if there's not going to be any karka left over, then we do not have the halacha of ksubas bana dichrin. That's the mission, that's the Yisoid. Tana Rabbanan, the Brisa says like this, explains it also. What's going to be lezu elef? One mother's ksuba was worth $1,000. Holuzu chomesh mayis. And the second mother's ksuba is worth $500. And each wife had kids. So there's one kid wants to collect his mother's ksuba of $1,000. And the second kid wants to collect his mother's of $500. So it depends. Im yesha moysa dinner. If there's more money than $1,500, there's like a dinner more than that. Then we say true, Eilu Neitling Subisimon, the kid that he takes over his mother's ksuba of $1,000 first gets $1,000. V'Eilu Neitling Subisimon, then the second kid gets his mother's $500. And then what's left over, the extra dinner, that they divide up equally. That there still has to be a din Yerusha, some money left over, that the kids divide up equally. V'Yim Lav, let's say if the kids will take the money, there's only $1,500, there won't be a penny left over. Then we say the kids can't take the ksubas of their mother, but rather yachloka b'shava. Then we say the $1,500 that the father left over, the two kids now, the two boys, they're both his sons, they're yashin equally. Each one gets $750. Verse says pshita. Verse says pshita, what's going to be merubin? At the time when the father died, he had property that was worth a lot. Again, the ksubis, the two mothers' ksubis together was worth $1,500. One mother's ksuba was $1,000. She brought in with a big present when she first came in, $1,000. And the second wife only brought in $500. So what's going to be at the time the father died, his land was worth $1,600. At that time, was worth a lot. So if you go bust at the time when the father died, true, the two kids, each one takes his mother's ksuba, and there's still going to be $100 left over to him at Yerusha. But for the smile too, 10 days later, by the time they went to Bezin to make the chalukah, prices went down, and now the land is not worth anymore, or it's only worth exactly $1,500. So what do we do now? At the time when they go to make the extra chalukah, there's not going to be enough money to left over to make a Yerusha. So Gemara says, so what? So Gemara says, kva zochu ben yorshim. No, we go bust the way it was at the time the second the father died. That's when Yerusha takes place. As soon as the father dies, that's when the kids, Yarshin, take over their father's property. So as soon as the father died, at that time his property was worth $1,600. So we look as if one kid got $1,000, the other kid got $500, and the next $100 is divided equally. So we look as if there was a Yerusha that took place. That's Pshita. What's going to be the other way? Let's say Muwatin. At the time when the father died, the property was only worth exactly $1,500. So the way it is right now, we don't say Ksubas Bona Dichrin. Now, if the kid that has less money gains on the deal, he has a right to say, listen, if we're going to divide the money, you $1,000, me $500, there's nothing left over to make Yerusha on. So therefore, the Rabbanan did not make Ksubas Bona Dichrin. Therefore, the kid that only gets $500 gains on the deal and says, listen, we have to divide equally. But for this Rabu, what happened was a week later, by the time they actually went down to divide the karka, the property was worth more. At the time they went down to divide, now it's worth $1,600. So what do we say? Do we say now, no, we do make subas bona dichrin, because there will be $100 left over? Or else, no, go buster b'shas the mises hav, at that time, they were both zoiche equally with the money. So how do we look at it? So Mar says, Toshima, come in here, I'll bring you proof. The property of this person, the Vei Bar Titzer, Muwatim, was the case that when the father died, there wasn't exactly $1,500 worth over, left over, that's all. So therefore, at the time of the Yerusha, we should not say, Ksubas Bona Dichrin, there won't be any extra money left over to make the Yerusha. But for this Rabu, a week later, by the time the kids really went to divide up the property, it was worth more already. Heavy, that was the case. The Yosla came with Rav Amram. They went in front of Rav Amram. Omer Rav Amram said, "Zil faisinu." You should know, "Go and be faisin" means let the one take his mother's ksuba. That there should be a dinik ksubas bona dichrin. Zil faisinu means go pay the son. Rashi liyorshay ksubas agdela. That the son that is supposed to get $1,000, go give him back some money. You took $750. You don't deserve it. He has a right now to get his ksubas bona dichrin. So Marcel Yaskachu, the son didn't listen. His Amalu, he said, "If you don't listen, give back the money to him. Machina luchu, I'm going to hit you. Bisilula deloy mavra, dama, with a thorn that doesn't make you bleed." So Rashi says, "Really, Mitzah, put you b'shamta, put you benidui. I'll give you a curse." That was the Maisa. But what happened later was Shadrin lekaim with Rav Nachman. They sent this case in front of Rav Nachman. Amalu and Rav Nachman said, Kishem Shem Reuben Venismatu, just like in the first case, where when the father died, there was $1,600 worth of property. So you're telling me then we go bust at the time the father died, and therefore we say there is a ksubas bona dichrin, because there was Yerusha at that time, even though later got worth less, still you're